You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish closes out this powerful week on the discerning of spirits by showing you how to cultivate discernment in your daily walk with Christ. This gift isn't just for church leaders. It's for every believer who wants to walk in truth and avoid deception. Our key verse today is Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have talked all week about what the discerning of spirits is, why it's needed, how it operates, and the dangers of ignoring it. But today, I want to bring it home, because this isn't just a gift for Sunday morning. It's a weapon for Monday through Saturday. This gift isn't only for apostles, prophets, and pastors. It's for you. Yes, you. You who's trying to lead your family. You who's trying to stay pure in a world of compromise. You who's navigating spiritual voices, emotional pressure, and cultural noise every single day. You need discernment in your walk with God, and God wants to grow it in you. So how do we do that? How do we take the gift of discerning of the spirits and make it part of our daily life? Well, let's start with the truth from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil. Catch that. Because of practice. Discernment isn't just a zap from heaven. It's something that we train. It's like a spiritual muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And if you neglect it, it weakens. So what does it look like to train your senses? Let me give you five powerful ways to cultivate discernment in your daily walk. Number one, stay anchored in the Word of God. This is the foundation of everything. Without the Word, you have no filter for truth. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That means God's Word shows you where to step and where not to. It exposes lies. It reveals what is real. It keeps you grounded when everything else is shifting. If you're not in the Word, you're open to deception, period. The discerning of spirits is deeply connected to Scripture, because the Holy Spirit never contradicts the Bible. If you know the Word, you'll recognize when something violates it. So read it, meditate on it, memorize it, study it. Make it the foundation of your discernment. Number two is walk closely with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you in all the truth." Discernment is not just about head knowledge. It's about a relationship. The Holy Spirit will warn you when something feels off. He'll whisper when something is not from Him. He'll nudge you when someone's operating in a wrong spirit. But you won't hear His voice if you're constantly distracted, constantly entertained, or constantly feeding your flesh. Discernment grows intimacy. Spend time in prayer, not just talking, but listening. Worship in spirit and in truth, not just for emotional release, but for communion. Invite the Holy Spirit into your daily decisions, your friendships, your media intake, your conversations. The more you walk with Him, the more you'll recognize what's not of Him. Number three is practice spiritual discipline. There's no shortcut to discernment. It's forged in the fire of discipline. Fasting sharpens your sensitivity. Obedience strengthens your clarity. Holiness increases your perception. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God." When you fast, pray, and crucify your flesh, you become more sensitive to the spiritual realm. Your mind is renewed, your vision is cleared, and suddenly, things that seemed okay before just start feeling off. And why? Because you're not seeing through the lens of culture. You're seeing through the lens of the Spirit. Number four is learn to pause and test everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "But examine everything. Hold firmly to which is good." That means that you don't have to accept everything that you see, hear, or feel right away. Just because someone has a microphone doesn't mean their spirit is right. Just because someone says, "God told me," doesn't mean He did. Just because a song says, "Jesus," doesn't mean it glorifies Him. Pause, pray, test. Ask, does this align with the Word? Does this glorify Jesus? Does this bear good fruit? Do I feel peace, or is something unsettled in my spirit? Don't rush. Don't be pressured. Don't be afraid to say, "Let me bring this before the Lord." Wise believers test everything, and that's how they stay unshaken. Now, number five is stay submitted to godly authority. One of the biggest mistakes I see in people who want to grow in discernment is isolation. They think because they see things or feel things that they don't need covering, that they're somehow spiritually superior. Let me be clear. Discernment without submission leads to delusion. God designed the church to have shepherds, leaders, elders, and voices of wisdom. If you feel like something's off, bring it to your pastor. Talk to your spiritual mentors. Share it with people who are grounded in truth and full of the Spirit. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, "In an abundance of counselors, there is victory." Submission doesn't mean silencing your discernment. It means sharpening it. Now let's get real. Even if you do all these things, there will still be moments where you're not sure, where you feel something, but you don't fully understand it. And that's okay. Discernment doesn't mean having all the answers. It means being willing to ask the right questions. It means choosing truth over hype. It means choosing patience over impulse. It means trusting the Spirit's guidance more than your own emotions. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Say you're in a worship service and someone starts screaming and shaking. People start gathering around. It looks dramatic and it feels intense. What do? You don't panic. You don't jump to conclusions. You pray in the Spirit. You ask, "Lord, is this you? Is this deliverance? Is this emotionalism? Is this a distraction?" And then you watch, you wait, and you listen. Maybe the person gets set free. Maybe they calm down. Maybe a leader steps in and gives godly counsel. Or maybe it's not God at all, and you feel the Holy Spirit say, "This is not of me." That moment doesn't make you a judge. It makes you a watchman. You're watching over what God is doing, not just in the church, but in your life. Discernment doesn't just puff you up. It postures you to protect. So let's take this even further. In your daily life, the enemy won't always come through wild manifestations. Sometimes he comes through subtle compromises. A new friendship that feels great, but slowly pulls you away from prayer. Or a job opportunity that looks perfect, but demands you neglect your family or compromise your integrity. Or a teaching that sounds anointed, but subtly shifts the focus from Jesus to self. If you're not walking in daily discernment, you will trade God's best for what feels right in the moment. That's why cultivating this gift is not a luxury, it's a lifeline. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. Are you training your senses, or are you just trusting your feelings? Are you walking in daily discernment, or are you just assuming that everything spiritual is from the Spirit? God is calling you to maturity, to solid food, to trained senses. Because the more you grow in discernment, the more you will walk in freedom. You'll stop falling for the same traps. You'll start recognizing the enemy quicker. You'll stay grounded in truth even when the world around you is shaking. And the more you cultivate discernment, the more God can trust you with deeper revelation, stronger anointing, and greater responsibility. So start today. Open the Word. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Fast. Pray. Pause. And submit. And let God sharpen your spirit to walk boldly, wisely, and unwaveringly in the days ahead. Now, next week, we will continue our journey through the gifts of the Spirit by exploring the gift of different kinds of tongues. And let me tell you, you do not want to miss this. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.